I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Are you just rocking a car or a truck or whatever that's just getting you to A to B, man? You're not very proud of it. It's just transportation. We want to get you into something special for $100. A Mercedes-Benz for $100? Yeah. We can do that.
And it's all courtesy of RBM of Alpharetta. So our Burt's Big Adventure Mercedes-Benz raffle is back. If you don't know what Burt's Big Adventure is, it's our nonprofit. We take kids with chronic and terminal illness down to Disney World every year. And it's actually become much bigger than that. We have reunions, the Fairy Godparent Program, where we visit kiddos in the hospital. And every penny that we raise is going to Burt's Big Adventure. Every penny that you donate by buying a raffle ticket goes to our kids and our families. And so for $100, you could drive off with a brand new 2023 Mercedes-Benz GLA 250 SUV. Not the one the kids had all their, like, you know, crusty paws on when we went to the showroom. Or they'll at least go ahead and give it a nice good car wash before they give it to you. But here's the thing. Tickets are only $100. You have a 1 in 2,500 chance in winning. And right now we are down to less than 750 raffle tickets.
Yeah, it's half sold out already. We told you guys this was going to happen. So don't put this off. They're on sale right now, and you wait a couple of days, that's going to be it. And Burt's Big Adventure can always use this money. And as Kristen said, all of it goes to Burt's Big Adventure, 100%. So get your tickets at burtsbigadventure.org or theburtshow.com. All right, the email from Sammy DeWitt, and we always take Sammy DeWitt's email seriously. Remember, the woman named Kendall, who didn't like that her boss, a woman, was dating her coworker, and it was a secret. She thought her coworker was using her boss because her coworker was seen with another woman. So she wanted you to do War of the Roses to see if the coworker was seeing another woman aside from the boss. The results confirmed he was, and Kendall wanted to tell the boss. Did she ever go through with it or not? So today is follow-up Thursday, so we follow up on these for you.
All right, so the rest of the deets, everyone in Kendall's office was a fan of her boss. But she had one problem with her. Kendall didn't like that her boss was secretly dating one of her coworkers. Kendall was convinced her coworker was using her boss to get special treatment. He'd blow off meetings, leave work early, etc. Additionally, Kendall's husband spotted her coworker out with another woman. So we set him up with a War of the Roses and confirmed he was seeing another woman besides the boss. His note read, "Happy anniversary, babe. Happiest 2 years ever." Making the boss the side chick. Kendall wanted her boss to know ASAP. We thought she should stay out of it for the sake of her job. So did she ever tell her boss?
All right. Who's got the email here for the update?
That's Mo. I got it. Well, for a while, I was torn between wanting to tell my boss and or just staying out of it and stop caring. Eventually, I got so frustrated with him and what he was getting away with. So I had a really uncomfortable talk with my boss. She shut down the conversation immediately and said that she would not discuss her personal life with me. So while I was able to tell her what I suspected about our coworker seeing someone else, she wouldn't let me discuss with her the details of how I knew. They continued to keep dating for a couple of months after, so she obviously didn't believe me. He continued to take advantage of our boss and get away with it, doing minimal work at the office. Their relationship continued as if I had said nothing. Until one day, he made a huge mistake. He accidentally sent a text message meant for his other woman to our office group chat.
Bruh.
The message was clear evidence of what I had tried to tell my boss. There was no way she couldn't believe what I had told her after the text he accidentally sent. She also had no choice but to break up with him because she would look like a fool if she didn't. Things seemed quite messy, but I tried to keep my distance from the situation. A couple weeks later, he left. I don't know if he left on his own or she fired him. Either way, I'm just glad the entire situation is behind me. Office life is back to normal. And we're all just trying to focus on our work and leave the drama behind.
I guess she did the right thing, right? I mean, she tried to expose this thing.
Yeah, the karma was karma.
Uh-huh.
So it came around to bite him in the butt, and she didn't have to do any of the hard work. She didn't have to risk her job. He just was a fool and sent it in the group message.
I think she did risk her job and she got lucky.
That's
having that conversation with the boss about her personal life and that the coworker was cheating on her. I mean, that was a bold and dangerous move.
I wonder if the two of them just decided, you know, once that text came out, like, one of us has got to get out of here and I'm the boss. So, see you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I also wonder if the boss has just a little bit more respect for her in knowing that she did try to come to her and it turned out that she was actually coming with accurate information.
But you know how sometimes, like, people, when they are proven to be wrong, instead of, like, being accepting of it,
embracing
and gracious, they do the exact opposite and because they're embarrassed and then they start lashing out at you even though you didn't technically do anything wrong, but they hate the fact that you made them look like, I don't know, a big old dummy.
Yep.
She probably blames her for it now that I think about it.
This one's wrapped in a nice little bow. That's the universe taking over right there.
The Burt Show.